Correspondence Game, 2022 to 2023.
Balamohan Shingade.
Nkosi Nkululeko.
18th of March, 2023. 9:03 p.m. Nkosi, hey. E4, C6. D4, D5. E5, Bishop F5. Knight F3. So much has happened in the past 4 months. You and I put up an exhibition together in Tamaki Makaurau only for the studio to be burgled the night before the opening. I'm excited to be resuming our correspondence game with a knight move. You observed that beginners are drawn to certain chess pieces, even as they have so many at their disposal. Recently, it's been the knights for me. I'm finding nothing more satisfying than the knight's characteristic indirection and evasiveness. The knight is a satirist. I admire her voice in the messiest and most threatening of instances. In answer to your question about how we assess our growth as musicians, is something I remember my teacher once said. It's gradual until it's sudden. I wonder whether this rings true for you. I look forward to hearing about the journeys in poetry and music and chess. And before I sign off, I want to share with you my most listened to track of any music. It's the late Ustad Sultan Khan's improvisation in Raga Yaman. The Lydian mode might function as an appropriate door to this raga. Your friend, Balmohan.
The 25th of March, 2023, 6:22 a.m. E4, C6, D4, D5, E5, Bishop F5, Knight F3, E6. Hey, Balamohan. I'm glad to revisit our game. Had quite a busy week that just wouldn't let up. It was terrible to hear about the break-in. I checked in with the tattoo shop you linked me with via Instagram, was glad to hear everyone was alright, but so sad to see the photos of the place. Knights are pretty majestic. Recently, in a few chess tournaments, I've been drawn to those pieces almost exclusively. Maybe I'm going back to my roots as a beginner. I just bought a book about the former world champion Vishwanathan Anand. I enjoy his games and studied a few, but never had a whole game collection before. I'm very much looking forward to it. I listened to the YouTube video you sent me with Ustad Sultan Khan. I'm always amazed at how much can be explored in just one mode. It truly sounds like it shifts and evolves. What a master of music. I've been changing my approach to chess for the last few weeks. Listening to music, stretching, tea, short walks, and more are all part of the process now. Before a recent tournament game, I got to hear Khan's music fill my room as I laid on my mat. Feeling the stiffness in my bones, though. I need more of this. I made a playlist, and I'll share the link to Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man. The opening, about a minute and 40 seconds, is quite supreme. I really love the genre bending he does in his work, even in the 70s. I'm sure hip-hop producers could sample the intro to make a slamming beat. I play it every time I get ready for a chess match. Great vibes. How are you doing as spring approaches? I remember you discussing storms in your area, big enough to have people stay inside for safety. How are things progressing? Best, Nkosi.
28th of March, 2023, 11:49 a.m. Hey, Nkosi. E4, C6, D4, D5, E5, Bishop F5, Knight F3, E6, Bishop E2. The first part of Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man makes for a terrific warm-up soundtrack. The whimsical music would seem to encourage wayward chess moves, like opening with the wall or the Bong Cloud variation. But maybe that's too wild, because the soundtrack is not weird, but is wonderfully waggish. I wonder, what would it mean to be a watermelon woman in chess? If youngsters in your area are anything like here, they'll have read the opening books cover to cover, making the main lines a no-go. The last FIDE tournament I entered was a Christmas special in 2020. All of my opponents were children or teenagers. Sharp, well prepared, just incredible. I regretted every main line I entered. 1-4, lost 3. I think the Watermelon Woman would have said to the mainline players, "I prefer not to." Without disrespect or any cunning, she would have invited them to play something obscure, some sort of play that would require attention to tempo and that would simultaneously erupt across both the king's side and the queen's side of the board. For all the talk of adventurous openings, my move today is exactly the opposite. It's conservative, and cautiously aims for only a small improvement. It follows Nigel Short's line, popularized in the 1990s, a line by the Englishman that's come to be called less ambitious. Until soon, Balmohan.
The 2nd of April, 2023, 2:54 a.m. Hey, Balmohan! E4, C6, D4, D5, E5, Bishop F5, Knight F3, E6, Bishop E2, C5. I don't even know how popular chess books are anymore. They look at YouTube videos and online chess book courses now, and they're still good. Quite a few folks seem to talk about books not having as much relevance to people's development these days, but the books coming out are so good. There's too many to keep count. Personally, after getting into tournaments recently, it seems like folks might put in energy to study openings, but I'm getting the feeling that folks are just as clueless as I am, but waiting just for the moment that someone falls in a specific variation they studied for hours. That would be funny, to create a playlist based on chess openings. I'm glad you went for the less ambitious opening. I have a tough time dealing with structures that involve chasing my bishop with the kingside pawns. I think I find ambition plays a part in other aspects of my life. I tend to feel too content with what I have. I work hard in the service of teaching or giving, but when it comes to myself, the days slip. I think I'm trying to learn to exercise that ambition more often now. What about you? With ambition, without ambition, in Kosi.
11th of April, 2023. 4:15 p.m. Ngosi, kia ora. E4 c6, d4 d5, e5 bishop f5, knight f3 c6, bishop e2 c5, bishop e3. Oh, yes, I'm not experienced or risk-taking enough to try the lines, for example, with 4 h4. It'd make me feel nervous, like I've underpacked for a hike in stormy weather. I wonder, if the line we're playing is called less ambitious, then what makes 4h4 ambitious? What can we say about ambition itself from that pawn move in the Karo Kan? I think the pawn's ambition in 4h4 is made of discontent and hope. At first glance, it looks magnanimous for a pawn from the cornermost side of the board to throw itself into the attack with wild abandon. The pawn seems impatient with small improvements in the position, and it breaks rank and routine to voice itself. In your last email, you seemed to say that contentment was incompatible with ambition. But I don't think we'd call the pawn ambitious if it only dreamt of X, but if it didn't act to bring X about. That is, if it harbored a desire to chase down your light-squared bishop, but if it never took any steps forward. Ambition disposes us to action. But does the move have to be daring for it to be called ambitious? Or must the context be volatile in which the move is made for it to be called ambitious? The pawn move looks risky, because it's exposing and it makes the structure a little more fragile. So ambition might be being disposed to action with the hope of something beyond the ordinary. I think it'd be also interesting to distinguish ambition from mere desire with the help of 4H4, and also to avoid talk of ambition being reduced simply to a debate about whether it is a vice or a virtue. But to answer your question, as with my less ambitious choice of moves, my daily efforts have also been focused around minor adjustments, with the question of rhythms and routines in my day-to-day. Using a metaphor from music, I'd love to ask you what I sometimes ask myself. What does a day or a week with a strong backbeat look like for you? Your friend, Balamohan.
24th of April, 2023, 12:24 p.m. Balamohan, e4c6, d4d5, e5, bishop f5, knight f3, e6, bishop e2, c5, bishop e3, knight c6. I love this reading of ambition from you. Both in the context of the carol and your interpretation, it feels like certain moves can present as ambitious when they're simply setting a boundary for the safety and harmonious movement between pieces. Quote, ambition disposes us to action. Wow. More and more, language or certain terminology appears to be part of a larger spectrum as opposed to clearly defining what is or should be in the definite future. Recently, I've been checking out a chess book, Under the Surface, by Jan Marcos, and pairing it with Gaston Bachelard's Water and Dreams. I think what they clearly explore in their beginning chapters revolve around the common missteps in solving the problem of evaluating the function of a chess piece or evaluating the function of an image of water. Both require the author or player to not force the function you wish the piece could have, but rather discover your, quote, beyond the ordinary because it is forced. There was a passage by Dvoretsky when he recalled an old teacher highlighting to him that fancy moves should only be played when they are called for. Sometimes I wonder if it's in my inner nature or my artistic nature that drives me toward these aesthetically pleasing moves more often. I tend to discover fancy defending moves when it is absolutely necessary, but the stress that leads to that discovery is very much exhausting. A day with a strong backbeat definitely involves music, mostly for the sake of turning the mind to a language less thinking that I feel is pretty good for me. The days change, but the consistency is in the gesture toward sensitivity. Through puzzle solving, book reading, music playing, poetry writing, etc., I find myself reacting to very small moments which can be its own vice. Finding the balance is such a struggling skill. The week always poses problems for me to work through in the act of balance. I am prone to obsession, so if overworking is not mistaken for ambition, then that is a good day. I know scheduling helps folks a lot, but sadly, I cannot schedule my thoughts. Despite using it often, I usually feel like I miss something when I engage my intuitive side in order to solve a problem quickly. Sometimes, I think I can do better than just my intuition. Obviously, there's a lot of complications in that regard. If your daily rhythms or routines are disturbed, what guides you through that? Intuitively, Nkosi.
3rd of May, 2023, 1:22 p.m. Nkosi, hey! e4 c6, d4 d5, e5 bishop f5, knight f3 e6, bishop e2 c5, bishop e3 knight c6, d takes c5. Turning the mind to languageless thinking, yes, this is a beautiful way of putting it. Actually, I've skipped a few too many beats in my weekly rhythm cycle, which also consists of riyaz, practice of Hindustani music, in the evenings. But like when I'm out of tempo in music, I hope to catch my place in the next cycle. By the way, when did we reach our tabia? I love this chess concept. A position that's reached after a conventional sequence of opening moves, and at which point the game starts as if for a second time. I think of Tabia as a parting of ways from others' games. Ours might have been moves 5, bishop e2, or 6, bishop e3. But if the coming sequence is still part of a Karo Khan player's repertoire, then I'm now playing along by ear. I wonder whether the concept of Tabia can offer an index to the positions and points of departures in our own lives, like restarting after my family's move from Hyderabad to Tamaki Makaurau, the migrant's gambit. I have a bad habit of running out of time, even in classical games where we begin with 90 minutes on the clock each. I think we're forced to adjourn our correspondence, at least for now. But unlike adjournment mechanisms in formal tournaments, I don't have my move secretly sealed in an envelope. It's D takes C5, the first capture in our game. To be continued, Balamohan.